Here's the latest from Canadian lawyer, Law Times and Lexpert on March 31st, 2023. I'm Steve Randall. An Ontario Superior Court ruling gave a conditional sentence to a young black man who pleaded guilty to firearms charge after killing an avowed racist white man in Kingston. 21-year-old Vaughan Oscar Roberts had initially faced a second-degree murder charge following an incident where he shot the man in self-defense after a failed conspiracy to rob him. While the racist attack on Roberts didn't absolve him from the charge of possessing an illegal gun, Ontario Superior Court of Justice Judge Alison Wheeler noted that black Canadians face discrimination in every important sphere of life, including the justice system. The racist nature of the attack inflicted a significant moral harm on Roberts, wrote Justice Wheeler, compounded by the laying of the murder charge when in fact Roberts was the victim in those events. Selwyn Peters, lawyer for Vaughan Roberts, says that the decision and sentence takes a substantial step forward in how systemic racism is treated as part of a sentencing.
It was a carefully considered decision. It carefully considered the law. It carefully considered the case law. It also considered expert evidence. It also considered, you know, the fact that the path that led Roberts down to being arrested is that he encountered someone who, in a situation, who held racist anti-black attitudes.
This week, Canadian lawyer spoke with Howard Levitt, an employment lawyer at Levitt Sheik, about how the pandemic gave him a late career rejuvenation.
It was manna from heaven. First of all, there were massive layoffs, and that created cases for employees. It had created problems for employers. Billings went skyward. Cases went skyward. It created a lot of interesting issues. I seem to be the point person in the country because my National Financial Post articles in which I was talking about COVID basically every week, twice a week. And then I was on 6 days a week on News Talk 1010 doing talk shows and answering questions with Jerry Agar about COVID. So we were getting calls from all over the place.
Levitt also spoke about why he's running in the upcoming Law Society of Ontario Bencher elections as part of the full stop slate.
I don't want competence to be reimagined through a progressive lens, which is what would happen at the so-called good governance slate, which I call the more governance slate, got elected. The mandatory training requirement they're passing right now, you're not going to be disciplined, but we're going to put you in for re-education, as Jordan Peterson would order. You know, a lot of this has gone way beyond what the mandate is supposed to be. And look, when you say the law side, most people, most lawyers, they go hide under their desk. We don't want to hear from them because they're afraid of, everybody understands if they commit acts of genuine misconduct, they should be disciplined and will be disciplined.
Law Times also spoke with independent candidates in the Bencher election who are not running with either slate, including Jonathan Odemeru. He's a litigation and investigations counsel at TD Bank and says one of the main issues motivating his campaign is steering the regulator toward climate action.
I think that climate change is really the defining problem of our time. And it's really paramount to the public interest and the advancement of justice that the legal profession be educated and informed around climate change in order to actually capitalize on the opportunities that Ontario has to be a climate leader and to be part of the solution in terms of mitigating the impact of climate change.
The federal budget announced this week opens the doorway to employees finding a mechanism for taking over a business from an owner. They're called employee ownership trusts, and they've been used in countries like the United States for a while and typically come with tax advantages. A good example is Taylor Guitars, being bought by its workers after the founders decided to sell the business. The employees borrowed money to buy the company and are repaying the loan with company profits. Steichman Elliott lawyer Michael DeSico says that now that employee ownership trusts have come to Canada, it's a good option for founders who don't want to sell to someone who would lose the company's legacy. And employees have the chance to keep good-paying jobs and share in company profits. While the budget gave some specifics, more information on how they work is likely to come soon.
Lawyers, bankers, should know about this because they'll as part of your duty to advising your clients, you need to let them know about this being a model of a type of transaction that can be undertaken.
Stephen Hazel is the Interim Policy Director at Nature Canada and initiated the organisation's application to intervene at the Alberta Court of Appeal in the Impact Assessment Act case, which was just heard by the Supreme Court of Canada. He says the legislation is an information-gathering tool and fully within federal legislative authority.
This legislation is, in essence, a tool for gathering information as to whether or not designated projects will have impacts on areas of federal jurisdiction.
Legal technology for processing data and enhancing innovative marketing, along with lending services to manage cash flow, are just some of the essential tools to develop a healthy personal injury practice, attendees were told at a recent webinar on innovation. Stuart Gradinsky, an independent information process consultant, says that using data in innovative ways is becoming increasingly important for law firms to be successful.
I find that there's every system you use, whether you realize it or not, has a database behind it. And it's a matter of making sure that they can talk to each other. And almost everything out there these days can talk to each other. There's a way to do it. There's a lot of tools out there that don't even need any programming knowledge to get it done.
The recent federal government approval of a proposed lithium mine near James Bay in northern Quebec is a good first step in making good on Canada's desire to play a role in the global development of critical minerals. Bennett Jones lawyer Martin Ignaziuk says that while the approval for Allkem's Galaxy lithium mine comes with more than 270 conditions, most aren't particularly onerous. Still, he says, Canada and its provinces can do a lot better in getting these projects off the ground by streamlining the approval process.
We are going to compete for the global capital we need to advance our critical mineral strategy and other development. We've got to do better.
You'll find the links to these stories in the show notes. And to get the latest CL Talk episodes automatically in your favorite podcast app, just click follow or subscribe.